Okay. Our final storyteller of the evening is AJ Perling. Originally from the Midwest, AJ and her wife move to Sitka in 2020 and then to Juneau in 2022. AJ believes storytelling is a superpower, an invitation for others to know you. Please welcome AJ.
This story happened. Chip started, you know, it happened back in 1982 or something. Mine happened in 1980, and so that was 45 years ago, and it was brought up to my attention by my sister. She and I are 10 years apart, and little sisters are such that they kind of get in the way, and I was pretty self-absorbed back in high school. I loved athletics. I loved playing games. My younger brother is 2 years younger than I am, and he doesn't feature prominently in this story, but he's part of the reason I'm a gifted athlete. And so it's game night. Midwest, girls basketball. Girls play first, guys play second, and it's an away game, only 10 miles away, and you know, people plan on that. That is Friday night activity. So everybody who knows anybody who's playing in that game is going. So it's pretty big, and I'm excited. My family might be coming. I don't know. That's not my focus. My focus is we're winning. We're winning this game. That's all there is to it. So, whatever. But I'm stoked. Oh, I was telling a friend. I've been hearing this song the whole time I've been thinking about telling this story. Foreigner feels like the first time. Okay, that's been all I've been hearing because of this song. It's on in the gym, and both teams are just going, and yeah, the crowd is getting psyched. Okay, we're getting ready, and so here come the refs with the whistles and the ball. I'm thinking, okay, I'm walking over the center circle. Okay, I'm there with the gals, and my sister, 7 years old. I'm 17. She's 7. She sprints up to the center circle, and I turn. So music is down. Crowd is watching now. Oh, what's this? I turn. She holds up to me this box. It's a sanitary napkin from the dispenser in the women's restroom. Okay, is this a salvageable moment? Okay, the crowd's like, what is that? She's holding, my sister's holding it to me. Aid, I got this for you. She takes off. Okay, so the crowd is like, what? But I didn't ever take it. As soon as I saw what she had, I pulled my hand away. So let me slow it down for you. Crowd is watching, music's died. All the gals in the circle, what is going on? This thing drops, and you can hear it. It's in a box. It's not a small box because those things are not small back in the day. Beep, beep, beep. Can we just get going here? I don't even need that. So what do? I got to get out of this moment. Oh, there's my mom coming out of the bleachers to go after my sister. Oh, boy, this is great. Can we just get on with this? The refs are like, what? And I said, what do we need to do? Excuse me. Boom! I kicked that thing. It went over to the scorer's table and it hit the principal in the shoe. Principal's like, no. Okay, I turned to the refs. What do we need to do to start playing here? And they're like, you're right, the guy's game is next. Brrr, we start playing. And I've got some righteous anger going on. I gotta recover from this. Fortunately, the gals on my team took that to mean, come on, let's do this. And we did. Ugh, we won, dang it. We won. Honestly, I don't remember what happened after that, but fast forward 45 years later. 45 years later, my sister and I are sitting with my dad at his house. My mom's passed away. I'm visiting for Thanksgiving. She's been gone a couple years now. My sister's 52. I'm 62. I'm on a yoga mat because, oh, geez, some of the things I've done in my day, oh, I have to do this a couple of times a day. I'm doing downward dog, right? My sister's scrolling on her phone, scrolling on her phone. And I'm stretching. And my sister leans over to me and says, Aid, do you remember that basketball game where I ran up to you and gave you that maxi pad? Okay, the scenario I just described to you is instantaneously in my mind. And I'm drooling and crying and laughing so hard. Something has changed here. What? What has changed? What is it? Oh my God, that time. And my sister says, oh, Aid, you remember that, right? I said, oh, I was so angry at you. But mostly I was angry at Mom. She let you do anything. She had no control. My sister's like, oh, I know. Mom couldn't control me at all. Well, I'm the kid that tried everything, right? And I thought, oh, geez, yes, you are the kid that tried everything. But in that moment, what I realized is I was actually getting the revenge because I'm 62 and menopause is in my rearview mirror. Touchdown!